your co-host for Students of Pain program, with Yi-Wing Tong, MD. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech and received a medical and anesthesia training from the USC School of Medicine and LA County USC Medical Center. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. And by cure, we mean that we can eliminate your pain, depression, and any other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, including the NBE therapy. We have been proving this astounding claim in the past shows with cases on chronic pain, depression, bowel problems, drug addiction, suicidal tendencies, asthma, and sinusitis. Now today, we have more cases with people who have suffered from recurrent bronchitis and asthma, sinusitis, flus, and colds. And this is an appropriate topic since we are approaching the flu season. Anyone with a weak immune system, listen today because Dr. Tong can help you. If you have any questions that you're dying to have answered, do not hesitate to call in at 800-227-KBRT. That's 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Okay, Dr. Tong, who is our first guest today?
The first patient is Carmelita. She's one of my patients when I first got started about 17, 16 years ago. I think she's on the line. Her name is Carmelita. Why don't you talk to her?
Okay. Good morning, Carmelita.
Good morning. Is this Elaine?
Yes.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Okay. I understand that you're a long-term patient of Dr. Tong.
Oh, yes. I've known Dr. Tong for a long, long time.
When did you first go see him?
I think that was either 1986 or 1987.
Mm-hmm. So at least 15 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Initially, you saw me for back pain, correct?
For pain on my back, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And what did I do? How long you had back pain before you saw me?
I had it since 1968, and it was getting worse and worse. That some days I could hardly get up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read your ad at the register, the Orange County newspaper. So I thought I might as well try your treatment because I've been to therapy. And,
drugs and stuff like that?
Relax and all kinds of painkillers.
Did it help your pain at all?
Well, temporarily, but the pain was really getting worse.
Mm-hmm. So you were suffering for almost for 20 years before you even came to see Dr. Tong.
I guess so, because, I remember the pain started in 1968.
Mm-hmm. So did he help you with that?
Oh, definitely. Excuse me. definitely. I went to Dr. Tong for 2 weeks of treatment twice a week, and, I felt immediate relief.
For your back pain?
For my back pain, yes.
So just 2 weeks, and your back pain was gone forever?
Then after that, it would come back for a little while, after so many months, and I would go back to him. And, now I still don't feel the pain.
Uh-huh.
So how long have you had no back pain now? How many years have you been free of back pain now?
When was that? Right after your treatment, Dr. Tong, I don't remember having severe back pain.
Like the last 10 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, that is what I call a cure. Okay, you had it for 20 years, and then after just periodic treatment, first 2 weeks, and then once in a while, and now for the last 10 years, you have no symptoms and take no medication.
Before, I used to take, a bottle of aspirin, Tylenol for a week. My friends would tell me to stop doing because according to them, I would be addicted, but not have to take those pills because of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
But since I have been going to Dr. Tong, I very seldom take Tylenol or aspirin.
In the last 10 years, I do not remember we actually treated your back pain that much. So yes. That is what I call a cure. Okay, conventional doctors don't talk about a cure because they only suppress symptoms. And for the last 10 years, you didn't have any back pain?
No,
I never treated you too much.
The back pain.
Yeah, let's talk about your asthma. How do you find out I can treat asthma?
Yeah, since I started working in Los Angeles, you know, I had the clients of asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, severe coughing, and bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
I called Dr. Tong one time because I felt like, you know, I could not get rid of the very bad cough. I missed work so much, and the sound was because of severe coughing.
Mm-hmm. Just came out of the hospital, is that correct?
That's right, Dr. Tong. I came out of the hospital, in fact, I was treated for pneumonia, and when I came back home, the coughing never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Dr. Tong and asked if he could also do something with my coughing, my bronchitis, and all those upper respiratory diseases. And he said, why don't you come here and give it a try?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, just one treatment for my cough, you know, I felt immediate relief. I was really amazed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, let's go back a little bit. How long were you suffering from this asthma, recurrent pneumonia, bronchitis, before your, and how many times have you been in the hospital? How severe were your problems?
Yeah, how bad was it?
Yes, I was a little girl at a young age. I had asthma, then it went away, but when I started working in Los Angeles,
it came back,
but the tonsillitis, sinus headache especially, you know, bronchitis, every year, every cold season, I get them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be out of work for days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Tong treated my cough. I was able to go back to work, and I asked him about my sinus headache. That was 1991. I used to be in bed for sinus headache, severe sinus headache. I would be in bed for 3 days. Sometimes we would have company. I could not even get up
mm-hmm.
to be with the company. So anyway, since his treatment, I never had any sinus headache.
And I call that a cure. Okay?
So, coming into whenever you have an asthma attack coming on or bronchitis or anything like that.
I would just call Dr. Tong. I would insist that he sees me.
And how many treatments does he, I mean, can he, does it take for him to get rid of your problem?
Elaine, it's amazing. When I start having asthma attacks, I would feel like I would be wheezing.
Mm-hmm.
And just one treatment from Dr. Tong, I would be relieved.
Mm-hmm.
And he would advise me to go back to him for two or three more.
Mm-hmm.
So for the whole the rest of the year, I won't have those attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you know, lately for the last 3 years, I only see Dr. Tong twice a year, and he calls that tune-up, you know.
Twice a year, that's it?
Yeah, because, you know, I seldom have the symptoms of bronchitis. Well, about 3 weeks ago, I went to see him because I felt like I was wheezing. And mm-hmm. just one treatment, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, we went to Big Bear, and I was exposed to the cold weather, you know,
mm-hmm.
sun going out outside. And I, when I came back to work, I lost my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you totally lost your voice. That was last Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's a few days ago.
I didn't have any. Yeah, I could not speak.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's very bad for a woman.
You can hear me well.
Yeah.
Right?
Now you can talk.
So tell the audience, how long after the treatment did I get your voice to return?
Right away.
You said it, okay? You can talk right away. Almost like this, okay? Not quite as loud as this, but the second treatment, you know, your voice came back.
Yes.
I want to say one more thing. The first time you came to me, you were in the hospital 5 days, right?
Yes.
And after the hospital, you were still...
That was for my pneumonia and coughing.
And then you were still coughing, they sent you home, you weren't improved.
No, I was coughing for another 2 weeks, and I thought I was dying or had something very contagious, so I went to see you.
Yes, and then with one treatment you were better.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay.
So you resort to Dr. Tong whenever you get there.
Every time I feel this way, I feel like I'm coming down with a respiratory infection.
Okay.
I'll see him right away because, see, my stomach also is very weak. I could not take medication very
right.
well.
But in one treatment, you're fine?
Oh, yes. I could feel the big relief. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
And I do that, doctor, too.
Yeah, last 8-10 years, you probably come to me about a couple of times a year.
Yes.
That's only because you were not able to afford the homeopathic and supplements.
Yes.
If you take those,
yes.
We have recently gave you the homeopathic.
Right.
And how do you find, are they useful
right.
to you?
I find them very, very useful, Dr. Zhang. I said that as soon as I feel like there's something, some scratching on my in my throat, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would just put the drops and continuously do that every time I feel it, and it would go away.
That's great, Carmelita. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you, Carmelita. Yes.
And we'll see you soon then.
Other people.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. If you have recurrent asthma, bronchitis, sinus infections, flus, colds, Dr. Tong can help you. In fact, he can help you with pain, depression, drug addiction, suicidal tendencies, and any other chronic symptoms. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. 8664. Okay, Dr. Tong, who is our next guest?
Okay, next guest is Marjorie. She's actually a therapist herself, and she has a very strange neuromuscular problem that her body twists very painfully every night she sleeps. Let's hear her tell her own story.
Okay. Hello, Marjorie?
Yes.
Hi. Marjorie.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
Now, Marjorie, first I'd like to ask, when was the last time you had a treatment from Dr. Tong?
A year ago.
And yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am still taking the standard products that you started me on.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not on any pain medication, right?
Pardon?
You're not on any pain medication, right?
No, not at all. I haven't taken a pain medication for ages.
For ages.
Right.
But you had the problem for ages, too, before you saw me.
Right. I had the problem for 10 years before I saw you.
Well, let's start from the beginning. What kind of problem? What's the diagnosis?
The diagnosis is paroxysmal torsion dystonia.
Okay.
And I just call it sleep torsion.
And what does that, I mean, what are the symptoms?
In my sleep, my all my vertebra turn to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And my leg goes out straight and turns all the way over so that my knee will push the mattress.
Oh.
And my face has turned so much that the twisting of the vertebra turns the head into the pillow with such force that my side of my face has actually been pushed in.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty severe.
Yeah. And then what was really bad about it was that in the daytime then those muscles would stay tight.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the terrific pain came in.
Okay. So how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
There is an article in the senior paper. I'm down here in Encinitas.
Okay, so you're pretty far then.
Yes, and I made the trip every week for 3 years.
Wow.
Okay, first of all, let's go back to what kind of conventional people you try. I knew that you also talk to some experts at the NIH, and how are those people able to help you? What kind of
treatment do they recommend?
Okay, I was going to a neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I mentioned to you, in the course of this, I had seen over 50 neurologists.
50?
Yes.
50, okay.
That's quite a lot.
And I got to Scripps.
In La Jolla.
Which is a famous institution.
Right, Scripps in La Jolla.
Right, the Sleep Disorder Center.
Uh-huh.
And they were the ones that diagnosed it and started me on the medication in 1988.
Okay. Did that help you?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
In what way?
It didn't cure me because by that time the pattern had been so established.
Right.
That it wouldn't stop.
So it was every night?
Every night. Okay.
Did that help your pain?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The pain went away.
The pain went away
gradually,
mm-hmm.
and they had to keep trying other medications with this known pain.
Okay, so the pain went away, but you still have the same symptoms?
The pain did not go away then.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
So it was still there.
Because the pain did not go away with the medication. Now I was just thinking, how can the pain go away with the medication? That's not possible.
No.
But the pain, because the medication never treats the root problem. So did the medication help the pain?
A little.
A little. Okay. Now let's make that clear. Okay. I don't want the right credit go to the wrong credit go to the wrong treatment. Okay.
Yeah.
So
the more that it could stop me from doing the twist, as I called it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's when I would have less pain, but I had the daytime pain.
Okay.
And the daytime pain was so bad that a cardiologist in 91 said that it was what the source of my heart.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have a heart attack, but I did need heart surgery or bypass.
Okay.
And he said it was that if you have pain over such a long period of time, this is one of the things that can happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then what did you do? I mean,
what else have you tried? Anybody else?
We missed one point. You asked me about the NIH doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. In 93, I was trying to get more information because there's very little information anywhere on this.
Right, right. It's very rare.
And so I wrote to the NIH and asked them about the literature. Well, this very nice sleep disorder consultant that they had called me. His name is Dr. Chakraforty. And I told him what test I had done and all that, and he knew I was a therapist. So he was the one that put this name on paroxysmal torsion dystonia.
Okay.
Up to that time, it was idiopathic torsion dystonia.
So what did he do for you?
Nothing.
Yes, okay. That's another point you really have to bring up, okay?
The only medicine that he could suggest was the one that I had been taking for 5 years.
Right, which helped very little.
All the specialists and the well-known people that work for a well-known institution or the government, they have two things. Either they put a fancy name on it, okay? They either have nothing for the treatment or medication which poisons the system.
Right.
So in either case, it's not good for you. It doesn't really treat your problem. It treats symptoms. Okay, so let's talk about when you find out about us. So what happened?
I came up to you, and the first time that I saw you, you gave me lots and lots of injections.
Yes.
And I went away ready to dance. I was just...
Ready to dance.
Ready to dance.
Right.
I didn't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding, yes.
Yes.
Wow, yes.
So you went to see him for 3 years every week. So
you have a lot of improvement in the first treatment?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But even every night it would come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you had it for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it gradually got less and less.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year you started me on that calcium lactate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't quite believe you when you said it was going to help all the cells of the body and the nerve cells, but it really worked.
Yes.
And it stopped all that terrible daytime pain.
Fantastic.
So do you have the symptoms at night anymore, the pain, or?
Just a tiny bit.
Uh-huh.
That's very, very good. I'm calling that an almost cure.
Almost cure.
Yeah, it's a 95% cure.
Oh,
and
wow.
That is because you weren't able to come on a regular schedule.
Right.
You live in San Diego and you do not have transportation. You know, each trip is a whole day trip.
It was. And now that you moved up to Santa Ana, it takes more than a day.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a long needle technique. Yeah, very long needle.
You're doing very well then, Marjorie.
Yes.
And you can continue on the supplements, is that correct?
Yes.
You want to describe a little bit about your trip every time you took the train, took the bus, and everything?
I had to catch the bus outside of my house that would take me to the coaster, and then take the coaster down to Solana Beach, and then the train up to San Jose, and then the bus from San Jose down to San Clemente.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So each day, I remember, it's just like a whole day event. You do that about once a week, I remember.
Right, I believe about 7:30 in the morning, and I would get back about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Also mentioned a couple of things. I did treat you for some chest pain, heart trouble. What else?
As soon as you saw me, you said, I've got to get you off the heart medicine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you did.
Yes. And I don't...
I was a little afraid. I kept insisting that I had nitroglycerin. And you said you don't need it, but you gave it to me anyhow.
Yes.
And I did not need it.
Yes. And I called it a cure.
Right.
Okay, so you don't have chest pain now? Do you still have chest pain?
I was having some high blood pressure and some racing of the heart.
Because I haven't treated you for a whole year.
Right.
But you still do not need the nitroglycerin, right?
No. Yeah. I never took it from the time that you started working with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got something like called a Cardio Plus. You should order that will strengthen your heart.
Yeah, help with the heart.
Oh. And that way your symptom will be even improved and you will not need the nitroglycerin. The thing I give you, treat the underlying source of the problem to get a cure.
Oh, I don't need even a I don't have nitroglycerin, nothing now.
Good.
That's
why I call it cure.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Marjorie, thank you for sharing your story with us today. It's very, 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 very incredible.
And I'm so, you cannot imagine how wonderful it was to find Dr. Tong and that he stuck with me.
Thank you. Yes.
Remember the first day that I came in here with a list of everything that was wrong with me?
Very long. Very long, I remember. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So,
a lot of work ahead of me.
Well, yes, and you came through.
And you're one of the nicest patients. You always send us a card and send us nice goodies, which are junk food most of the time. We take it anyway.
Well, Marjorie, good luck to you.
Thanks.
And hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, if you just heard that incredible story, Dr. Tong can help you with any pain you have. That was, was it torsional dystonia?
Torsion dystonia.
Torsion
whatever
dystonia,
they call
whatever
it.
They want to call it. Dr. Tong can help you. In fact, he can help you also, if you heard Carmelia's story, sinuses, asthma, flus, infections. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. If you call in today before 2, we'll give you a free homeopathic remedy that Dr. Tong recommends for flus and colds. Dr. Tong uses it himself. It's very popular. If you feel a cold coming on, just use it and it will go away. Just call for an appointment, though, today before 2 o'clock, 714-556-8664. Okay, Dr. Tong, I think let's get to our last guest, Bill.
Yes.
Hello, Bill?
Hi there. How are you, Bill?
Okay, Bill has two problems that we want to discuss, and they are, one of them is kind of common, is panic disorder, and the second one is tinnitus. Let's talk about your panic disorder. I think I saw you about a couple of years ago. How did that get started? Bill, can you describe that?
Yeah, first, I'm claustrophobic, and I broke my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stay in the hospital overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that night, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. I panicked with that thing on my, with a cast on my leg.
Uh-huh.
And went out to told the girls I had to get it off. And they just walked me back to the bed about the fourth time I was out there loud. So they gave me a shot and a pill, and I slept the rest of the night. And a week later, I couldn't watch television. Like Mission Impossible, the claustrophobia, it went about 10 times what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so about at least the last 3 weeks that I wore the cast, I had to take Valium to keep calm.
To calm me down, okay.
And then what happened?
It would help. And then after I had the cast taken off, I thought I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day, I was panicked.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that went on for 12 days before I saw Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
And
can you describe a little bit of your symptoms during those 12 days? You said you were not sleeping, you were not eating.
Oh, I didn't hardly eat, and I didn't sleep. All I could do was walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
And for about 2 minutes, pop up, walk out to the street, walk back in the house. I couldn't stop.
And then you go into the boat. What happened?
Going to the boat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you get panicky, right? You told me you get panicky when you get on a boat, and then when the traffic gets slow, you want to get out.
Oh, a few times on the way to the boat, I would almost jump out of the car. because I had to get moving.
Mm.
And that was a pretty bad thing. And
so for 12 days you were in this panic state.
Yeah, it was real bad. Yeah, just nothing. But I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, or
okay.
So walk.
So you went to go see Dr. Tong, and what happened?
I had the treatment about 15, 18, 20 needles, and it snapped me out of it partially.
Okay, so did you feel better after the first treatment?
Oh yes, after the first treatment. Yeah.
How long did it last?
It lasted about 2 hours.
2 hours.
Actually, you told me you were okay until the next day. And you came to me in Long Beach from San Clemente.
Oh, yeah. Well, it came back. It got kind of bad that night.
Mm. Mm.
And then, so I came in the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then after that, I never did get it that bad.
Good.
After two treatments.
Mm-hmm.
After second treatment.
Yeah.
So, actually, after how many treatments that the panic attack actually goes away, went away?
Well, it was probably... I'd say a couple of months.
It's about a couple of months.
Tape.
Yes.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And so after a couple of months, how long now do you not have the panic attack anymore?
Oh, I haven't had the panic attack for 4 years, 3.5, 4 years.
Okay.
Really?
Now that I call it a cure. Okay, let's talk about your tinnitus. Yeah, ringing ear. Okay, after the panic, the problem goes away, now you start complaining of a panic disorder. I mean, your ringing in your ear. So how did I help you with that?
Well, when I about 2 weeks after I was wearing the cast, sitting at the table in the living room in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I got this loud noise in my ear.
Uh-huh.
And
now has Dr. Charles helped you with that?
Oh yes. Uh huh. Yeah, and so it was to the point where I couldn't stand it, especially at night.
It was very, very sharp.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. terrible. And so Dr. Tong, he lessened, the noise kept getting better and better. There's still some little noise left, mm-hmm. but it's so much quieter now than it was. Hardly notice it now.
Yeah.
Good. That's why I'm calling a cure, too. Yes. Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing your story with us today.
My pleasure.
And
yes.
We'll see you soon. Okay.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye.
If you just heard that was Bill, who had panic disorder and ringing in the ear. Dr. Tong helped him get rid of those symptoms. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. You'll get a free homeopathic supplement if you call today for an appointment before 2 that will help you with flus and colds. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Tune in again next week. We'll have more exciting cases to share with you on KBright AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.